Okay.
Welcome to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Hi there. Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Here we are again for another edition, Sunday afternoons with Rick, the Rick Rosman Show on the Rosman Experience on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And what we do and how we handle this show, for those of you who are new to the show today and those of you who have been listening, is that number one, we highlight every single week at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, we highlight a nonprofit or someone who's making a difference in the community. There are no commercials whatsoever. The nonprofit does not pay us a fee whatsoever. And we highlight those that are making life better, whether it's with cancer kids, inner city kids, education, you name it, moms, widows, whatever. We highlight and give those folks a platform in order to reach out to the listening audience to perhaps consider getting involved. You can reach us at 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. We've been on now for about 12 weeks, and we've had some really pillars in the community get up and talk about what they do. And the show is evolving, and it's been a lot of fun and very gratifying to hear some of the comments that we've heard over the time as the shows have grown. A little bit about us and myself, and you can do this too, ladies and gentlemen. You can get involved and get off the couch. I've got a day job. I'm sure you do too. I've got a day job. I happen to be a branch manager of a wealth management office in the South Bay. I'm married to the most wonderful human being in the world, and I'll give a hint about our guest today, because that guest performed the wedding ceremony for my wonderful wife, Sheila, and I. Sheila is up at UCLA finishing up a degree in immunology and genetics and is taking the MCAT, which is, for those of you who know a little bit about that, has been quite daunting. Our interests, we love to travel, like most of you. We also like to exercise. We do, believe it or not, marathons. They rolled in the LA Marathon, and one of the guests on our show previous, which was the Osmo Foundation, is a sponsor of the marathon. And so consequently, if you're up to it, you can see my name up there. You could sponsor me to run the marathon. We get involved in all types of nonprofits. I happen to be personally on the board of the AC Green Youth Foundation, the Osmo Foundation, Steps for Education, LA, Jefferson High School, Chip Murray Center for Social Engagement. We give a lot of time and talent to other nonprofits. The ones could be on this show today, whether it's LA Children's, South Bay Healthcare, ShareFest, Scott Newman Center, and of course the Union Rescue Mission, which is one of our dearest to our hearts. The list goes on, but it just basically, it steps up to the plate and says, yes, we give time, talent, and treasure. For those of you out there who have the skills and are sitting at home, retired or whatever, believe me, your time is needed, your talent is needed, and for those of you who have the wherewithal, your treasure is needed. In this environment right now, where we are economically, and I'm a financial advisor, it's been tough out there. It's been tough for those that can't speak for themselves. So our show, The Rosman Experience, on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com, it's a privilege and a challenge to be able to give back and have our listeners get involved. Get involved. We know American Idol, and I'm not knocking that. It's a fun show to watch. But at the beginning of the year, did you sit down when you did your goals with your significant other, spouse, whatever, and said, maybe this year we'll give back. Maybe this year we'll go to a senior center. Well, you know what? Some of those 90-year-old old guys and ladies haven't had a visitor in years, and maybe they would love having you come over. Did you volunteer with a youth group? Did you read and teach a mentor, an inner-city kid? Did you go down and feed the homeless or do a food bank? It doesn't take a lot. It just takes amount of getting out there and getting involved. If you don't have the treasure, they'll still take you to help. If you've got the time and the talent, believe me, every nonprofit out there right now is hurting. They do not have. It is so hard. The need is so great. In order to keep the gate, the doors open, we visited Covenant House last week. Same story that we're hearing everywhere. For those of you who don't know, Covenant reaches out to runaway kids and who live on the streets, and they bring them in and give them a meal and clean them up and try to get them direction for high school, finish high school, and that type of thing. Most of those kids have been kicked out of their homes. They're not kids who came from Nebraska, so to speak, to become Hollywood movie stars. Budgets are down. They disclosed, you know, the budgets are down, and they need help, and it's that way everywhere. So what my ask is on the show is to serve by example. Is to serve by example, Sheila and I. If we can do it, believe me, we've got two arms and two legs like everybody else. We have the same wants, needs, desires as anyone else. Is to give a little bit. And you know what? When you give, you receive. You have no idea what comes back. You have absolutely no idea how much and what comes back to you. The empty hand is never empty for the graces of God. And remember biblical, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. Give and you shall receive. That's an adage in the Bible. It means so much, and it comes back in so many ways. And scientists have now done studies. It's going to sound a little bit crazy, but they've done studies that the endorphins, which you get when you run and that type of thing, they go up when you give. And when you see somebody else giving, guess what? The endorphins go up. So not only is the gift good for the person getting it, it is good for yourself. You are basically bringing yourself to a fine state, and you go home and you feel good that you were able to make a difference. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, we're honored to have for our guest today. He's a community icon. He's an advocate for those that do not speak, for the homeless, the addicted, the abandoned. The man lives it completely. Every time you look at a newspaper and you're dealing with the homeless situation, you're dealing with the addicted situation, you're dealing with Skid Row, this man's voice is one that's usually quoted. We're talking about the Reverend Andy Bales. He brings over 26 years of experience in community outreach and service to his homeless friends, as Andy puts it, and he leads the Union Rescue Mission into a new era of unique and innovative services for L.A. Skid Row community. Andy's vision for the future of the mission is most definitely in keeping with the Union Rescue Mission's long and distinguished history of service to the city of Los Angeles. It was established in 1891. The mission has always served the most desperate men, women, and children in the community. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might think, oh, my God, I can't live up to that. For those of you who know Reverend Andy, he's approachable. You yourself can call the phone, take a tour of the Union Rescue Mission. We'll bring Andy on in a minute. There's one thing about Andy that's going on right now. Today there was graduation at the Union Rescue Mission. Reverend Andy had a kidney transplant, maybe off, he's going to correct me, less than a couple of weeks ago. Got a tweet from him and an email saying that he did a 5K around the Rose Bowl. He lives up in the Pasadena area. Not more than a couple of days after the transplant. And by the way, his wife, Bonnie, donated the kidney. Is that that speaks volumes about the relationship. So Andy went today to the Union Rescue Mission. Matter of fact, he's there right now, and he's going to pick up the phone in a minute. He went to the Union Rescue Mission today to watch the graduation, to support his guys that graduated today from the Union Rescue Mission program and get them on their road to recovery. So without any further ado, I'm humbled and honored and emotional. The person we're bringing on, and I'm sorry, Andy, I'm going to say it, you're a living saint. If you want to go to heaven, ladies and gentlemen, hang around with this guy. He will take you up there with his coattails. And I imagine, I hope, that if I get up there first, I get to the gates, and Peter's looking at me, and I'm going to say, you know, I work with Andy down there. And he may maybe wait till Andy gets up there, but I think Andy is the key to heaven for many of us. Without that anymore, bring on Reverend Bales. Reverend Bales, welcome to the Rosin Experience.
Thank you, Rick. Great to join you.
Wow.
Hey, I'm getting some applause.
Yeah, all right. What's going on? I mean, I know today, why don't you talk about what's going on in your life over the last 6 weeks and how that's affected your mobility and everything else. And, you know, I guess today you're still at the mission witnessing a graduation. So why don't you tell us what's been going on?
Sure. I just told the guys, you know, they've gone through an intense one-year recovery program. It's not easy when you're fighting addiction, when your self-esteem is shot. You walk in the back door of the mission after living on the streets, getting devastated by homelessness. I shared with them that, you know, I've had a tough year. I had one of the toughest times in ministry that I've ever had for a few months, followed by needing to raise $5.8 million in 40 days, which we did, followed by a heart attack, followed by a quadruple bypass. Quadruple bypass caused my kidneys to fail completely. I went on dialysis for 4.5 months, continuing to work throughout. And then my wife stepped up 18 days ago and donated her kidney to me and saved my life just the day before Valentine's Day. But I shared with the guys that what I've been through this last year doesn't hold a candle to what they've gone through. They're courageous men. They've made it through the program. They're getting ready to graduate and start a new life. And that's why I came down today to at least say a few words to them. I'm not supposed to be around anybody until at least 3 weeks because my immune system isn't there. But I wore a mask and gave a greeting and then headed to my office to do this interview.
Wow. The most of us, well, I would say this speaking for me, it sounds almost superhuman that here you are. Did you, now I know that I don't want to get you in trouble or anything with anybody who's listening, but did you do like a 3.2 miles like 2 days after the transplant, 3 days after the transplant? And, you know, can you walk me through that?
Yeah, actually, I heard that the record was 67 laps around the hospital wing. And this is like 2 days after the surgery. I did 41 laps the day after, which they said they'd never seen. Then I heard about the 67 laps. So I did 165 laps around the hospital wing. And the day I got out, I went down to the Rose Bowl, and I walked 3.2 miles with my wife and a friend. And I've done that every day since, although yesterday I started getting blisters on my broken feet. So I got on my bike and rode down to the Rose Bowl, two laps around and back to my house up a steep hill, 10 miles. And that was, 17 days after a kidney transplant. So I'm feeling strong. They told me not to lift over 5 pounds, so I've been doing 120 reps with a 5-pound dumbbell on each arm before I go to bed every other day that I don't walk. So,
wow. And you're the epitome of making every minute count, serving your constituency, which is the homeless, the addicted, and let's face it, some of them have mental challenges. You face that all head on, in spite of being ill and everything else. Can you tell us what's going on at the Union Rescue Mission currently? I know there's so many programs, but can you highlight a few that are going on right now and things? I mean, you mentioned the graduation. You know, can you walk us through what exactly does that mean, and how long of a program were they in, and how many guys got to graduate?
A one-year intense program. There are approximately 100 to 120 guys in it. They come in, and when they come in determines when they graduate. So these 20 fellows have finished 400 hours of learning center, 20 hours of counseling with their chaplain, hundreds of hours of PE class. So today they'll boo their coach and cheer the chaplains for their work, because the coach really worked them in the PE classes. Hundreds of hours of volunteering throughout the mission and various jobs, 19 different classes, overcoming addiction, overcoming anger, dealing with grief and loss. They've really worked hard to get where they are. We also have emergency shelter, which we call the Gateway Program, because the folks in our emergency shelter actually agree to be sober, pay a portion of their way, and have a savings plan so that when they come out of the shelter that they have some savings to get a place to live. We also have a family shelter at the mission, women's shelter, Gateway Program for the women. And then we have a recovery program designed like the men, except it's for the women and children out at Hope Gardens. And then we also have permanent supportive housing for senior ladies out at Hope Gardens. About 810 folks in all between downtown and out at Hope Gardens. Something we're struggling with right now is there's a TB outbreak on Skid Row, a persistent TB outbreak that has actually killed some people. And so we're doing everything possible. We've always tested new employees. I remember 8 years ago when I started, I got tested for TB. So we test every employee each year. When a guest comes in, within 3 to 8 days, they have to be tested for TB. Our clinic has been not only checking people as they come in the clinic, but watching around the mission to see if there's any symptoms, even going out on the street and checking folks on the street for symptoms. But I've got to be really careful for several weeks, because if I were to contract TB hanging out like I usually do on the street or downstairs, I would lose the kidney and, you know, maybe more. So I've got to really be careful in the next few weeks.
Wow, that's putting it in a nutshell. Andy, by the way, I think we've got a caller on 4622. Hello, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Hi. You're on with Reverend Andy.
Hi, it is such a pleasure. I must tell you, my name is Jerry Valenti. I'm an actress and a producer, a friend of Eric Zuli, as you know. And a new fan of yours, I must say, Mr. Rosman. And I just had to call in to say, you know, I've given to the rescue mission for many, many years, and I had no idea to where, you know what I mean, all the programs that you have to offer, Reverend. And is that the proper way to
your
title?
You can call me Reverend Andy, or you can call me Andy. Anything's good.
Okay, thanks. Reverend Andy. It works for me, Reverend Andy. I can't believe everything you've gone through, and, you know, the marathon and your kidney and your wife and your health issues. I feel for you, and yet I kind of understand. I've dealt with myself 7 hospitalizations, and unfortunately, I come from the other end of the spectrum, whereas doctors who've been irresponsible, even with your middle-class communities and prescription drugs, you know what I'm saying? And then you get addicted. So I can imagine the Skid Row people who have financial problems, or they can't afford, you know, your psychiatrist or things to get off of it, the programs that the mission has and that you have for them, and even what you were talking about, the gardening, and God, it just really touches my heart. So I just want you to know that there are us out there that what you're doing is so respected and so appreciated that we don't know by giving, you know, our old clothes and by doing those things or old cars what it really entails. And for you to bring that to the public, I just want you to know I really respect and appreciate.
Well, thank you. What a wonderful call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And absolutely, as you know, time, talent, and treasure is the are the things that the Union Rescue Mission needs. And Andy's a one-man band, a one-man army down there, but he's got a staff that's amazing. He's got volunteers that are amazing. And, you know, I just say, for instance, Sheila and I attended the fashion show for Hope Gardens just a couple weeks ago, raising money for the Union Rescue Mission. So, I mean, the outreach is tremendous. So thank you so much for that call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you both so much. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've got another call on 009, Eric. Want to bring her in? I know who this is. You're going to be surprised,
Hello.
Andy. Hello, Dr. Lillian. This is Reverend Andy and Rick Rosen. How are you?
I am fine. How are you both?
Doing great.
Yeah, it's wonderful here listening to your voices, everything. And, you know, I'm impressed. I am so happy and grateful for what you are doing, Richard. This is wonderful. And for Reverend Andy, wow, who wouldn't be grateful for you, all that you are doing? You know, I know your mission very well, the rescue mission and what's going on there. It's a blessing to have somebody like you. And Richard mentioned you just had a kidney transplant. That's amazing. You encourage me, you know, and you encourage people. This is very very inspiring for everybody. That it doesn't matter what condition, you're still doing your work because you know why you're doing it. You're not doing it only for these people. You're doing what God wants you to do. I just want to briefly thank you, both of you, for bringing this to the public, to let people know that we can do anything that we can do because Christ strengthens us. If we believe, he will strengthen us. And there are many people there who need this help, and you are doing it, both of you, in your different ways. Richard, you bring it out to the public to know that it's possible and that there are people doing it. And then, Reverend Andy, you're wonderful. You're doing it like it's your job. You are called to do it. And God will bless you. Bless both of you. Thank you. You know, I don't have much to say now, but you know how I feel about both of you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lillian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
thank you, Dr. Lillian.
Thank you.
For those of you who Dr. Lillian has given time, talent, and treasure, both her and if you go to the Osmo Foundation, time, talent, and treasure to the Union Rescue Mission over the years and has always been an advocate. And when I told her that Reverend Andy had the kidney surgery and came back, and Lillian's sort of the mother to us all, and just said, you know, what's obviously he's called by God to do what he's doing, because that's superhuman strength, but the people that he serves needs it. So anyway, Eddie, let's get back to things going on at the mission. Where were we? I can't remember. We took two calls, so we were talking about the guys in the program, or were we talking about
just told about the TB outbreak, and
Okay.
Remiss
now,
not
Andy,
to...
been in the news lately, and ladies and gentlemen, now speaking for, you know, the host of the show, it's not going to stop Rick Rosman from going to the Union Rescue Mission. As a matter of fact, I think, Andy, I'm going to be with Hosiah, I think either next week or the week after, so I will be down there, and I'll probably see you in your office, directing the whole place like an orchestra, and I look forward to that. Why don't we talk about the homeless population, and, you know, and I know that you're bursting at the seams. How many folks come to your door, and how many do you feed? And, you know, walk us through the mechanics of that.
Yeah, I shared earlier we're about 810 total folks, and that's men, women, and children. You know, we've had as many as 200 children between Union Rescue Mission and Hope Gardens. I think that number's down right now because we're doing a better job of getting them referred out to other agencies outside of Skid Row. We probably have about 2,400 people, 2,400 meals each day. Served at the mission. We have folks coming into our legal clinic, folks coming into our medical clinic. We have a UCLA nursing medical clinic. We have a USC dental clinic. We have a Pepperdine legal clinic and mental health counseling center. So lots of folks besides the folks who live here access our clinics. And population on the streets is probably about 1,500 around us. Now that as the winter shelters close, the number will go probably up to around 1,500 people right around us in a few block area on the street, unfortunately.
Okay. Andy, the feeding and care, let's just get down to some dollars and cents, the feeding and care of so many, whether it's Hope Gardens or at the Union Rescue Mission facility itself, you've got employees, you've got to find the food, you've got to find, you know, the ways to take care of them. You know, how, if you don't mind sharing, how much does it take to keep an organization like yours going day by day?
It takes about $13 million at Union Rescue Mission, where the biggest number of people are served, and then about $5 million a year for our moms and kids and senior ladies at Hope Gardens. So that's about $40,000 every day that we need to raise to carry on the work of Union Rescue Mission and Hope Gardens.
Okay. And the majority of that comes from large donors or small donors or a combination of everything. Where do you see the and of course we always want the large donors, but you know, I imagine you get a lot of I remember my mom and dad used to give 10 or 15 bucks back in the 60s and 70s to the Union Rescue Mission. They would drop a check off. I imagine that the small donors are really, really important in an environment right now where there's so much uncertainty. You know, how's the fundraising going?
It's going pretty good. We were down in January and February, and a little bit before that, we made up a lot of ground in December, but which is why we're still able to carry on. But it comes from direct mail, which is folks like your folks who gave as they could monthly. Probably maybe $5 million or so, $6 million of that is direct mail. And then people leave us their bequests, like the folks that we're going to meet March 27th at the Jonathan Club. People have signed over a gift when they pass from this earth to Union Rescue Mission. We probably get close to $1 million a year from that. We get close to $1 million a year from web giving. From large donors, we get about $5 million through big gifts. You know, a couple guys give $1 million. A few other folks give $400,000 during the year. Those make a huge difference, but it's a mix of all of those things that help us, and it's all private donations. We don't take any government funding, and we just depend on the generosity of wonderful contributors. We had some contributors come today to see what they made happen. You know, these graduations reflect on the folks that generously give to Union Rescue Mission.
Wow, that sounds like a heck of an operation. How many employees, Andy, and then we'll get into and how many volunteers do you see on any given employees permanent and then volunteers on a do you see over a week or a month?
130 staff, paid okay. staff, and then thousands of volunteers, including you, Rick. I always call you the kind of the band leader of the volunteers, getting others to volunteer, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much that we have some events coming up. We have the Life Builders coming up March 27th. Then we have a golf charity event at Trump National on, I believe it's May 10th or 11th. And then in June, we're going to honor the Hero for Hope and give that award out, and that's actually going to be Mr. Rick Rosman. And we're going to honor you with a Hero for Hope Award, along with a church group that's come and mentored our guys as they're working through graduation and getting ready for a job. And so those are the two that we're going to honor with awards, but you're the only individual we're giving a Hero for Hope Award too. We're hoping all your friends will come out and honor you and celebrate with you.
Oh, and it's an honor, and we'll lay a shout out to all listeners that you hear how the Union Rescue Mission meets their goals of funding in order to take care of the homeless and the addicted and the down and out and the moms with kids, the dads with kids. It's an ongoing operation to feed that many. I urge anybody in the sound in L.A., or if you're not in L.A., go visit a shelter close to you and go down and watch the operation. Andy, if you're close to L.A., be more than happy to arrange a tour through the volunteer group down there. They would be absolutely thrilled to have you come down. And once you take a tour, and I've had people tell me, Rick, is it a safe neighborhood? Rick, well, I don't know, I Skid Row, oh, my God, I can't go down there. Trust me on this one. You can go down there, parking's underneath, call them, they will give you a tour. And when you see that there is kids living right on Skid Row who go to school from Skid Row, and then maybe take a tour of the Hope Gardens facility out in Sylmar, where they've got the moms with the kids out of the Skid Row environment, they've got some senior citizens there who have nowhere else to live, you'll see that the time, talent, and treasure that you have could be put to great, great use. I'm going to segue back to the golf tournament. For you golfers out there, the Indian Rescue Mission golf tournament's up at Trump. You know, they got the cost under control, so most of the money goes to the nonprofits. We sponsored a foursome, had a blast. And Andy, I don't know how good of a golfer he is, but he's out there cheering everybody. Go ahead, Andy. Are you a golfer? Are you a good golfer?
No, I did better 2 years ago with two broken feet and blind from cataracts than I did this last year. But this last year was when my heart was failing, so I might give it another try and see if I can redeem myself. I did so bad last time that we had a young man in our program who golfed better than everybody else, and he had the longest drive of the day and the closest drive, and I just handed him my golf set and said, I'm going to give this to somebody who can do something with it.
Wow.
But I did set a course record on lost balls, 15 lost balls.
Andy, I know that you don't like talking about yourself, but you've got some awards yourself. Weren't you named by the city of L.A. in 2011 the Central City Citizen of the Year?
Yes, Central City Citizen of the Year in 2011. In 2010, I was the Fundraising Professional of the Year, named by Fundraising Success Magazine. And back in 1992, I got the 930th point of light from President George Bush, the first George Bush.
Wow. Andy, can we ask you a question? Because most people, when they look at you and they may see a gap. And the next quotes that I'm going to, the next words we're going to give here, when you see, we look at and we admire Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Andy Bales, they had the same 24 hours a day that we do, we all do, and it's just a matter of saying yes to the divine. What words of inspiration can you give like Lillian said, if you can do it with heart problems and kidney, God knows, a kidney transplant, heart surgery, and you're still doing it with TB down there, and you're still doing it, more, you know, because of the fact of infection can hurt you with the immune system, and yet you're still going strong. Andy, what's your guiding light? What's your philosophy in life? I think we all want to know that.
Well, whatever I lack in talent, I've made up for with hard work and persistence and perseverance. I can't explain it other than that. I just try to keep going and try to do what I can do. And, you know, it's not all up to me. I get surrounded with people like you, people like Scott Minert, like other friends who give and encourage and rally the troops. And, you know, I'm not doing it with any great talent or by myself. It's it's just encouraging folks to join you and being passionate about a cause and giving your life to it. And, you know, even my Facebook is 24/7 about the work at Union Rescue Mission. Everything I do is focused. I'm not a very favorite friend of anybody because, you know, they don't want to get together with me and talk about homelessness and my cause. And so I'm kind of boring other than that.
Boring is not the word I would use. Having been able to have conversations with you and to get to know you, no, boring is audience. Andy is the most competitive guy I've ever seen. If he rides a bike, he's got to ride it faster than everybody. If he runs a race, he's got to do it better. Everything that he does in his life is an absolute total 100,000%. All in. And so at the end of the game, I guess Paul said it best, at the end of the race, that Andy was going to be able to say truthfully, you know, hey, God, I put it all out there. It's all, I left nothing. It's all on the field. I took nothing off the field. And I hope those around me were able to maybe step out of their own comfort zones and leave more and put more into what they were doing. Andy, in terms of how do you see the homeless situation, and we'll start winding it down, but over the next 5 to 10 years, what do you see, how do you see Skid Row shaping, and what, if you were at your crystal ball, what do you see going on in the homeless situation 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Well, we need a multi-pronged approach, and unfortunately, the Housing First folks have kind of shared that they're the silver bullet to ending homelessness, and that we can only succeed if we move all the resources to them. And that's been a mistake, and homelessness has not gone down since they made that move. They've taken a lot of resources from places like Union Rescue Mission, recovery centers, shelters have closed down, and the numbers on the street have been added to. So what we now need to do is take a better look at it and say Housing First is a great additional strategy to ending homelessness, along with all the strategies that we have now, the recovery centers, the transitional housing, the being quick to put people into housing is good, but helping them recover from whatever caused their homelessness is also good. And so if we do that, I think we can get to the place where we did before, where we got down to 600 people living on the streets of Skid Row instead of the 1,400 or 1,500 that are back on the streets now. And if we just continue to do our best and figure out even new strategies and better mental health programs and better veterans programs, I think we have a shot at working towards the point of 100 people or less on the streets of Skid Row. We have a 10-point plan, youarethemission.org, that includes all of those strategies. You can go online and check it out and figure out what you can do in your community, but I would really advise that we need a multi-pronged strategy to end homelessness, not a one-size-fits-all silver bullet that is imagined.
Andy, if folks want to get involved, and I know you're a social media giant. I'm lucky if I can tweet. How would they reach, if anybody out there wants to get involved with Union Rescue Mission, how would they go about it and contact you and your staff to get the tour, maybe Hope Gardens too or whatever? You know, where do they go and how do they do it?
Well, they could email me at abales@urm.org. They could also call me at 626-260-4761. They could call my assistant, Sheila, 213-673-4808, and get lined up for a tour. That's a great start. Great suggestion, Rick. The great way to get started is to come for a tour, look around both Union Rescue Mission and Hope Gardens, and figure out where you and your talents could fit in. We wouldn't want to put you in a slot and say you can come serve a meal. I mean, there are gifted people out there that can use their gifts to do wonderful things like mentor somebody and help them figure out a way to get a job. Not give them money, not give them things, but just be their friend and help direct them to a point where they find their passion and work toward it and start a career. And starting a career is the best way to end homelessness. In fact, I say the best way to end homelessness is a transformed life followed by a job, followed by a home. And we're really going to reinvigorate our jobs program here this year, and we're going to need all kinds of mentors to step forward and do that. And that's just one instance of how people can use their talents.
Andy, you brought up something, and I think it's important that people hear what happened. I happened to watch how Toyota, who was a big sponsor and supporter of the Union Rescue Mission, stepped up with vendors. And if I can, then I want you to explain the story. Stepped up with vendors to hire URM graduates and get them that first shake. Many of them have not had a steady job in years, and get them that first step in and that first step of self-esteem where they get a paycheck. Can you walk through that? I know the guys at Latoda who were involved, but the story is compelling. And
sure,
it's one thing to graduate, but could you maybe elaborate on how that worked and what was going on?
Sure, and if anybody wants to see the story, they can go to urm.org and track down the story of Will and John, or they can go to YouTube and Stories from Skid Row, Will and John, and watch the story. But Will and John are friends of the mission. They came and toured and wondered how they could help. Next time they came back with their folks. I'm trying to think of the name of the company, but it's their facilities. The vendor that they work with to take care of their facilities. And they brought about eight mentors. The eight mentors mentored our guys for like 8 weeks to prepare them for job interviews, and I thought it was just practice. But they actually interviewed our guys and hired like five out of eight the first time. Then they brought, and sorry, the names are slipping me, they brought the vendor that does their catering for them. And they brought the catering vendor, and they mentored about 10 guys and did it for 8 weeks and interviewed 10 and hired between 5 and 8 and kind of set up a model for how we can get our guys back to work. So now we're going to hire a jobs assessor and a job developer to go out and call on companies like this and convince them to bring some mentors down to prepare our guys and then hire them into jobs. And so far, the success rate's been pretty good of the guys who have gone out and gotten jobs. And we see it as a model.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy said go to the website and watch that about the reaction and how everybody felt about, especially the person who got the job, who's a graduate from the URM, went through the program. And Will and John stepped up. I can mention their company. I can't mention the company I work for. They were from Toyota. They stepped up and actually mentored these guys and got them jobs. And this listening, sitting there is riveting that now they're part of the general population. They go out and have a job. They get a paycheck. Their self-esteem is up. And that has got to be a victory of tremendous proportions as the next step, the next step from graduating.
That's really the solution for able-bodied people who are homeless who are just battling infrequent bouts of homelessness because of some struggle they're having or some addiction. Helping somebody overcome that and get a job is the only affordable way to end homelessness, because we cannot subsidize every single person struggling with homelessness in permanent supportive housing. The cost would be phenomenal. Just to do permanent supportive housing for the people who are homeless in L.A., it would cost $15 billion in capital to build the units, and $5 billion a year in operating. and no one has that kind of resources right now to pull that off. So helping the able-bodied get back to work is one of the best ways to make a big impact on homelessness.
Andy, thank you for, ladies and gentlemen, there's one area that you can see actual from start to finish, going through the program, working out through the 12 steps of when all the spirituality and the counseling and everything that the folks do to come out the other side and actually get a job. I'm going to give a shout out to my old alma mater, UCLA, who's up there in the nursing program, the rival USC, who's involved up there and helping out, and Pepperdine, two schools that are rivals, but they have a little hallway separating them a little, and they help the homeless. You see Pepperdine and the legal. It takes a village to correct this, and we need so much more. So much more. And Reverend Andy, you are an icon. Is there any parting words you want to give that you can give us to maybe get through the week? You're awesome. If you can do what you're doing, surely we can all do better. Give us a prayer, some words to live by for next week as we all take on Monday morning and the challenges that we face.
I would encourage everybody to follow you, Rick, not to do it quite as energetically or all the time, but if they just did a tenth of what you do, rallying troops to help me deep fry turkeys all night before our Thanksgiving dinner, rallying your company to come, running around town talking about us, giving generously every time your wife got a good grade on her way to becoming a doctor, you celebrate by sending a large check to celebrate her achievements, hooking me up with groups to speak to, wonderful group of Catholic business leaders the other night. If we just had more Rick Rosmans, we'd win this battle.
Andy, thank you for the wonderful words. If we had more Andy Bales, there wouldn't even be a battle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end it here. Andy, you were my first guest when I first launched this program. Thank you for coming on again. And you know, in a few months' time, you know, because you're LA-based and we're LA-based, we would love to have you on again and give us coming up in June or July to give us an update of all the events and how things are going. Would you come on again and tell us the story?
Absolutely. Give me a call sometime in your leisure too, Rick.
I'll lead you, yes. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Reverend. Thank you for being on. Thank you for helping. Thank you for what you do. Take care of yourself, Reverend Andy. Our prayers are with you and Bonnie. When you look at what happened with Andy and the kidney transplant, all I could do is to shake my head in awe when I found out that it was his wife, Bonnie, who donated the kidney to keep Andy going. That in itself speaks volumes. L.A. and the world is lucky to have Andy Bales. God bless you, Andy. Take care, and we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another issue, I'm getting emotional. Andy Bales is a rock star. Okay. Now, having said that, let's move on. All it takes is one person to say yes. All it takes is one person to get involved. All it takes is one person to pick up the phone. You heard the challenge. Go take a tour. Go take a tour at Hope Gardens and see what they're doing with those moms and kids out there in the Simi Valley. Go take a tour of the Union Rescue Mission and call up Andy for that tour. Go take a tour. Your life will change. And you think you can't make a difference? Okay, it's okay to go down and volunteer and mentor. They need talents. They need talents. Yes, they need treasure. They need talents too. And if you have any other talents out there, they will assess how you can get involved. You retired engineers and retired educators, maybe one last cruise. Well, and I love the cruise industry, but maybe one less cruise and spend that weekend at the Union Rescue Mission making a difference. This does great things for a family. A family that volunteers, I guarantee we'll feel better about the family. Husbands and wives, if you volunteer together, you have no idea the bonding that will come from something like that. Bring the kids. We've had 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds up there. Now, anything younger than that, because it is a kitchen environment and a work environment, if you could, but it usually 10 to 12, there's tons of volunteer opportunities at the Union Rescue Mission. Okay, that wraps up the show for the Union Rescue Mission today, and God bless Andy Bales and the work he does. Let's talk about where the Rosman Experience is going. By the way, this show is archived. For those of you who want to have someone else listen to it, along with all our shows, on the Rosman Experience on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can archive, you can go and listen to the show. Every week we highlight a nonprofit. Next week we have these guys from Olive Crest. Olive Crest, just a minute, we've got a caller on 0750. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in, Eric. 0750, you're on. Let's see. Hello? Hello? Eric, I don't think they're there. Okay. Next week we have the guys from Olive Crest. Olive Crest takes the kids that come from abused households that are removed by their parents. They're removed and they go into the Olive Crest program. And so they have group homes throughout the LA, Orange County, and we'll have them on and they'll talk about the challenges of what they have, because many of these kids never go back to their parents because of the horrible things that happen to them in the house because of drug abuse and abuse by the parents. So that's a great story. The Rosman Experience going forward. Or backwards, I guess. You can see I have an article in the Washington Times called Rick Rosman, Washington Times. You can see we also awarded the Humanitarian Award to Lou Gossett Jr. That was a couple of weeks ago on the Academy of Finance with Omar McGee, who was on our show last week or 2 weeks ago. Had a great show with Omar and the work that he does. The list goes on and on and on. I got to meet with I was with Reverend Chip Murray, and I'm on his board up at Galen Center. We watched actually the FC basketball game in Arizona, FC won. But we're talking about the good that the center intends to do in the area surrounding USC. Now, I'm a Bruin, so that was an interesting, but for those of you who know Dr. Murray, Dr. Murray and Reverend Bales are friends, and they've worked together when Reverend Murray was at First AME for a number of years. So we're very, very fortunate to know people like that. If anyone out there wants to reach us and talk about nonprofits or projects that they're involved in, reach us through the EasyWayBroadcasting.com, the Rosman Experience, and we can direct you. A lot of people are afraid to give to charities. They're afraid that maybe their money isn't going to go where it's supposed to go. And if that's the case, you know, we can walk them through that. The charities that we have on our show, Union Rescue Mission, those types of charities, you know, have no problem, no fear that you're giving money to a worthwhile cause and the money's going where it's supposed to go. My eyesight's going as I get older. On 7355, we've got a new caller, so let's bring him in and see what's going on. Hello. Hello, you there? Hello? Well, that's another one dropped off. Okay. You can see what the Rosman Experience is all about. You can see we're on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You heard what Reverend Bale said about me in regards to receiving the Heroes for Hope Award coming up in June. That's an honor. So my challenge is, if I can do it, so can you. If I can do it, so can you. There's on EOTM Awards coming up at Nokia. There's an award, the Humanitarian Award is named after me, and I'm going to be presenting it. There's a lot of things going on that we are involved every single day doing something in the nonprofit space. And yes, I do have a day job, so it can be done. But I urge you that you can get involved. Pick one charity, one nonprofit, and absolutely make a difference. With that, this comes to a close. We're going to wrap up the Rosman Experience on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can reach us at Rick Rosman 1, Rick Rosman at Rosman 1. For those of you who know, that's Facebook and Twitter. And RickRosman.com, or rickrosman1@gmail.com. I am not a techie, folks, so these things overwhelm me. My producer, Julia, of the Easy Way Broadcasting, keeps me going on this kind of on the modern technology. And they can follow the blog, rickrosman.com. You can follow the blog and find out what we're doing on a daily basis. The blog is updated. The list goes on and on and on as to the kinds of programs that we're involved in. And again, it's just a simple matter of saying yes. You heard Andy say earlier, tax deductions for charity donations are still intact. And so consequently, whatever charity choice that you have, you can still write it off, according to Reverend Andy, currently. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the close of another program of the Rosman Experience on the EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Thank you so much. And by the way, that's Rosman spelled with a Z. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating. Go out and make a difference in your community. If it's L.A., call Andy Bales on Monday. Call Andy Bales and say, or email him. He gave you the email, abales@urm.org, am@urm.org, or call the Union Rescue Mission, and I'm sure they would love to have you come down and give a tour, and you too can make a difference. This is Rick Rosman signing off. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.